All right, John, this weekend Mac is showing Florence Foster Jenkins, starring Meryl Streep, Hugh Grant, and Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory. It's a true story about the titular New York socialite who became an opera singer despite limited talent. John, Meryl Streep has received 19 Oscar nominations and 29 Golden Globe nominations in her career. This looks like the kind of movie that could pad that resume.
I think so. And, you know, Meryl Streep movies, they do so well at Maiden Alley, and we love playing them. You know, Doubt was one of our biggest ones with her, which I'm sure you saw a few years ago with
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, thank you. And that was just a really, really, really good one. And, you know, I'm pretty excited. Her, no matter what she's in, no matter what the movie is, she's always strong, and she's Meryl Streep, you know, for God's sakes. That's about all I can say about her. She's just amazing. And I'm playing this one pretty much all the way through Thursday of this week, or next week. So it's going to play all the way through, make sure you get lots of people in there and got time to see it.
And it's a true story about this Florence Foster Jenkins, who wanted to play apparently Carnegie Hall and wanted to become a respected opera singer despite being pretty bad. And it's it looks like it has a lot of comedy in it, a lot of drama about her trying to get there. It's directed by Stephen Frears, who's given us The Grifters, High Fidelity, The Queen, and Philomena, which was a big hit itself at Maiden Alley just a couple of years ago, I think. He's kind of become the master of the dramatic comedy or the comedic drama.
Yeah, he sure has. I mean, he just blends it so well. You know, sometimes the subject matter might not be up my alley, but like I said, once I sit down and watch it, yeah, as you said, he weaves it together so well. And to me, you know, one of my personal favorites is High Fidelity. I just absolutely love that movie. So whatever he pretty much makes, I follow into.
Here's a clip from Florence Foster Jenkins opening tomorrow night at Maiden Alley.
Stop there. There's work to be done. But you've never sounded better.
Oh. Yeah.
Maestro! It is true that a lot of singers my age are on the decline, but I seem to just get better and better.
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, I am so blessed.
There is no one quite like you.
John, real quick, before we get to next weekend's movie, you have a special event this Saturday at 4:30 for Art House Theater Day.
Yes. We're playing A Town Called Panic, which is pretty much good for all ages. And it looks amazing. I watched the trailer today. I haven't seen it yet myself, but it looks just fantastic. And it's just kind of, you know, a celebration of, you know, independent films. I think they had three other movies that were offered that you could play along. I can't quite recall them, but they were, you know, also offered along with A Town Called Panic. And, you know, that one just fit really well for us in our community, you know, for kids and all that. Like I said, all ages. And it just looks really, really good.
Town Called Panic this Saturday at 4:30 for Art House Theater Day. And then next weekend, you've got a comedy written and directed by Mike Birbiglia. Tell us about Don't Think Twice.
It kind of focuses in on, like, comedians, improv, all that stuff that they're involved with in that world. And, you know, again, you go into Birbiglia and, you know, him being a comedian, stand-up and all that, people expect just straight-up comedy from him. But this one here goes a lot deeper. And they're starting to talk how Keegan is, like, just busting out this amazing dramatic performance, which I am so excited to see. This one here has just been revving up all over the place, getting just accolades like crazy. And I love Birbiglia. I think he's absolutely hilarious in everything he does, his interviews, everything. He's just absolutely wonderful. And he just has a way with this comedy that just knocks me out of my socks, man. I just love him. And, you know, we played Sleepwalk With Me at Maiden Alley, which was about him having his, where he would actually sleepwalk, and it would get dangerous, you know, him jumping out windows, you know, grabbing knives and all these things. And it was just this journey of him, like, dealing with that and trying to figure that out. And I'm just so excited about this one. It's got a killer cast in it. I can't, Kate McCucci's in it. Who else we got in there?
Julian Jacobs, Chris Gethard.
Yeah, it's
And Key and Peele's, as you said, Keegan-Michael Key, who is the movie's about an improv comedy troupe who are sort of put to the test when one of them becomes sort of famous, and that's played by Keegan-Michael Key. And the movie is actually produced by NPR's own Ira Glass, who also produced Birbiglia's first film, Sleepwalk With Me. Here's a clip from Don't Think Twice.
The theater's closing. We've got to be out of there in 4 weeks. They're selling. Another Trump building, I think.
New York City is over.
New York City, you're fired.
Breath for America, you're fired.
All of America, you're fired.
What the hell was that?
That was Trump.
JFK.
Your impersonation is so bad, you're fired.
Don't Think Twice opens Friday, September 30th and plays through Tuesday, October 4th. You've also got a Movies for Me showing of The Dark Crystal. Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal on Saturday, October 1st. This weekend, it's Florence Foster Jenkins and Art House Theater Day. Florence plays through next Thursday, the 29th. John, I appreciate you talking with us here today.
Yes, wonderful as always, John. Thank you.
Next time, maybe we'll talk about some Halloween programming.
Yes, that would be fantastic. Cannot wait.
Thanks.